KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect this afternoon. I want to remind everybody that the Roadshow Tour 2020 is coming to Albuquerque on March 21st. Tingley Coliseum, 6 o'clock p.m. The show is going to include Bethel Music, Matt Maher, Martin Smith, Unspoken, Apollo Limited, Ellie Limebear, and Peabod. Something for everybody. And today we have Brandon Lake with Bethel Music on the phone with us. Brandon, thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so great. So honored to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, I have to start right out by asking you to tell us a little bit about the Roadshow Tour. And do you get to fellowship and talk with all the different artists that are participating? And is it a tough grind as you go through the weeks on the tour?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. We're about to kick it off. And so I'm expecting we're going to have the best time. I'm hoping to be able to connect with everybody. And I'm just so excited about who's on the tour. Like you said, there's going to be something for everybody. And I'm personally looking forward to be able to hang out with Martin Smith. He's such a legend. And, yeah, I'm really, really excited, expecting some great hangs and just some great encounters with God on the road.
Brandon, tell us a little bit about Bethel Music and all the things that you do, maybe some new projects that you've just come up with. Tell us all about Bethel.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bethel Music is based out of a church in Redding, California, Bethel Church. And really, Bethel Music is the expression of worship that's coming from that house. And so, but Bethel Music is also a record label, and it's joined in with a few artists around the country who carry that same DNA and that same spirit. And so I would be one of those people. I live on the East Coast. And so, which has been just such a joy to be able to link arms and minister together, because I believe we're in it for the same thing, and they've really become family to me. And so this year we've got a compilation record coming out, so you're going to be able to hear songs from many of our different artists, and that's going to drop a little bit later this year. I actually have a song coming out called We Praise You that comes out this next Friday.
Awesome.
And really excited about that. You'll probably hear that on some of the dates of the tour. And then I'm actually working on my record right now. And so we've got a lot of artist records that are in the works right now. You're going to hear some stuff coming out from Corey Asbury soon. You're going to hear stuff from one of our new artists, Dante Beau, who's a great friend of mine, later this year, and Josh Baldwin. So there's a lot of stuff in the works, which I love that about our label, is that they kind of come alongside these artists and help their kingdom dreams come true.
I got to see Mr. Baldwin out at our Freedom Festival this past July. He comes out and performs with our worship team at Calvary Albuquerque, and did a Standing in Your Love rendition that was just amazing, had the whole stadium standing up. So that was special to see Josh Baldwin out here. So I hear you on him. I'm real familiar with them. But Brandon, I'm an old guy. I'm going to go off script 1 second and say, you know, you mentioned your new single coming out, your new song called We Praise You. And technology has really changed the way that these songs are delivered. How can our listeners get a hold of that song? Is that an iTunes thing and downloads available?
Yeah, so that song will drop next Friday. That would be, I believe, March, 5th or 6th or something like that. And you're going to be able to find that on every single platform where digital music is sold or streamed. So you're going to find that on Spotify. You're going to find that on iTunes. You're going to find it on all the other platforms you may use. So and then you're going to find it on YouTube as well. And that might be the easiest. So if you only have internet and you don't have any of those kind of those programs downloaded, you're still going to be able to find it online. To be able to find it on YouTube, and we'll release a video with that as well.
And Brandon, you mentioned in your last couple statements that you have your own record coming out. Is that how many songs on that record?
Yeah. As of right now, we're looking at 12 songs, and it's going to release later this year. And I believe August or September is kind of what we're working at. And really, really excited about that. We got some cool stuff planned later this year that's on the DL, but really excited to be able to get those songs out there. And, really honored to be able to do that with Bethel.
How much work is that? Is that years of work to put together 12 songs, or is that something that the Lord gives you in, you know, 2 hours one day
yeah.
to write three songs? I don't understand the process. I'm one of those people born without rhythm, Brandon.
Well, I'm sure you got some. It's different every day. You know, sometimes you're getting up with some of your friends or other writers around the world and you're writing a song, you know, in 2 to 3 hours. Sometimes, like, you just are inspired by the Lord and a song drops within 30 minutes. You know, I heard someone wise once say something to the effect of, you know, every song I write has taken me my entire life to write it. It's like my testimony. So, you know, it's like this weird thing of it may take a year to make a record, but at the same time, it's, you've got all the experiences and you've got all your different preferences that are playing a part of that. And so, I think some of these songs, will be on my record I've written 2 years ago. Some of these, there's one song going on there that I wrote 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some songs that'll be on there that I'm literally finishing up even right now as we head into the studio.
Amazing. Well, obviously there's a lot that goes into it, but then I'm envisioning you going out on the road and singing a lot of these songs over and over. Brandon, how does the Lord prepare you for worship and to lead worship
yeah.
when you're kind of singing the same stuff?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think first and foremost, like, man, the Word of God is refreshing and energizing. And if I'm not going there first and foremost and spending time with God personally, if I don't have a personal revival going on, there's not really a way I could expect someone else to get that from me. I want to make sure that every time I sing that there is some level of conviction and I'm leading with passion and fresh revelation. So I think first and foremost, that comes from my personal time with God, whether that's just in the car and I'm just spending time in worship and practicing God's presence, or, you know, one of the biggest things that helps me is remembering people's stories, you know, and how God's using these songs. And when we remember that it's about, first and foremost, ministering to God, that helps. But then secondly, God's using this to change people's lives. So every time I sing this, there's an opportunity for someone's life to be changed, just like mine was changed. And I never want to forget that. But sometimes it looks like before I walk out, or maybe even the day leading up, is reflecting on some of the testimonies and the stories I've heard. So like a song like This Is a Move, which is fairly new, but I've sang already probably close to 100 times, if not more, you know, at my church and all around. I'm remembering the stories of how people were even healed in that encounter as we sang that song, as we declared that truth. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it fresh every time, is remembering what can happen as we sing and declare this truth over people.
Well, as a non-musician, I can tell you that I am so blessed by music, and we're excited to have you here in Albuquerque. We've got Brandon Lake. He is with Bethel Music. He's coming to Albuquerque with the Roadshow Tour 2020. The show's going to include Bethel Music, Matt Marr, Martin Smith, Unspoken, Apollo Limited, Ellie Limebear, and Peabod. The event will be March 21st, 6 o'clock p.m., Tingley Coliseum. Brandon, you're gracious to spend the time with us. I have just a couple more questions. If there's something right now,
yeah.
you mentioned that you're in the process of finishing up some songs and thing. Is there a lyric or a perspective right now? Like, for example, I've interviewed a number of artists that have come to Albuquerque in the last 6 months, and sometimes they express a heart for people that are really hurting. Sometimes they express a heart for people that are not believers. And sometimes they just want to encourage people that are already believers in Jesus. Where are you at right now, personally?
Yeah. Man, I think this song, God of Revival, that is going to be the title track of our next compilation record that's coming out soon. The song is already out. You can go get it. I think that's where I'm at right now.
Mm.
I think that song so perfectly sums up where my personal life is and what I want to see with other people. And the bridge that says, you know, come awaken this city. Come awaken these people. Like, God of Revival, come and pour it out. I think we're in a really important time where, you know, we don't just need encouragement. Man, we need the breath of heaven. We need the Spirit of God to come awaken us so that we can be all who He's called us to be. And so really, I think, man, we don't need to be entertained. We just need the Spirit of God. We need Jesus. We need a real revival in today's day and age. We really need that, I think, more than ever. And I want that in my own life, and I want that for everybody else to realize that you can actually experience heaven on earth.
Yeah.
So I think that's where my heart's at.
Brandon, I'm old enough to remember the days I've been involved with the Calvary Chapel movement here across the United States for about 45 years. I remember when Maranatha Music was formed, and they basically had a worship team that just started going out to churches and stuff. But now there's organizations like Compassion Live that are out there. They're professional promoters. They're really doing a lot to make sure that everybody knows about Bethel Music and Brandon Lake and all the talents and abilities you have. How is it working with an organization like that? How does that help your ministry?
Oh, I think it's amazing because, you know, I think it keeps us from being in one lane, and it keeps us, like, our hearts in check to make sure that we're also, you know, Jesus also called us, you know, to make sure we are loving the least of these and those who are don't have the things that we get to benefit from. And so I think, you know, it's just such an honor to be able to partner people with, like, Compassion and really support each other. You know, take technology, for instance. Like, when you're posting about Compassion and Compassion's posting about us, you've got people who have a heart for the hungry and heart for people who are in desperate need of care, who get their eyes on, oh, wow, here's some music to complement what my heart is already burning for. And you got people who are part of Bethel, and they have no idea what Compassion is. And when we make a post about Compassion, they get to take that next step of obedience and serving. And so I think, honestly, man, I think it's the heart of God is to not stay in your own, just in your own lane, and, like, focus on just what you're doing as far as, like, supporting each other. I think we need to support each other. We need to support anything that is about the heart of God, and Compassion obviously is. And there's other ministries out there that do that. And so, you know, I think it just makes God happy when we work together.
Outstanding. Brandon, can you tell us how folks can get tickets to the show and how they might be able to follow you on social media?
Absolutely. I believe you can check out anything that Bethel is a part of. You can go to BethelMusic.com, and you could probably, you know, follow those links to get a ticket there. And I believe Roadshow also has a website. So if you look up Roadshow 2020, you're going to be able to find all that information, find out when we're coming to a city near you. And then you can follow me personally at Brandon Lake on Instagram. I have a Facebook. Don't go on there too much. But I would say Instagram is probably the best way for us to connect. If you and I want to connect, I reach out to people all the time. So, yeah, at Brandon Lake and at Bethel Music if you want to follow along with everything that we're doing.
And we also have some information that you can go to CompassionLive.com, and tickets are available on CompassionLive.com. And Facebook is Facebook.com/TheRoadShow. And, Brandon, I not only do I have no rhythm, but I know nothing about social media, so I really appreciate you telling us all about that and how that works. And we're just going to be blessed.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you coming to Albuquerque. And one last question is, you finish a show and then you're on your way to Albuquerque. How do you prepare for that? Is each place different?
Every place is different, and you don't always know what to expect. And so I think that's why it's important to just ask God, you know, like, he's all knowing. And, you know, there's been times we've moved from one city to another, and we just ask God, man, who's showing up tonight? Would you just kind of speak to me? And what do we need to lean into tonight? Whether that's we need to lean into freedom, or do we need to lean into healing, or we need to lean into salvation. Obviously, all those things are great. But, you know, it's like city to city. There's just something different that you can tell is going on. And so we try to be sensitive to that. And then in an unspiritual way, obviously, I like to eat anything that the city does best. I'm trying to go out and get that kind of food. And so I prepare by enjoying whatever city I'm in.
Well, Brandon, have you been out here before? Are you familiar with new Mexican food, green chili, red chili, all that good stuff?
I need to be more familiarized with it. I'll say that. I've been once, but I didn't get the full experience, so I'm excited.
Well, my friend, you get a hold of me over here at KNKT, and I'll make sure you get to the best new Mexican restaurants in the city, and I'm even buying.
That's great. I love it. Sounds like a deal.
All right. Brandon Lake on the phone with us. He's part of the Compassion Live presentation of the Roadshow Tour 2020. The show includes Bethel Music, Matt Maher, Martin Smith, Unspoken, Apollo Limited, Ellie Limebear, and Peabod. The show will be March 21st, 6 p.m. at Tingley Coliseum. Brandon, you blessed us with the interview today. Thanks so much for spending the time on ABQ Connect.